This is Danielle Yawowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. Ukraine has expressed concern that a decision by President Trump's administration to suspend some US weapons deliveries to Kyiv could embolden Russia. Ukraine's foreign ministry has invited a US diplomat for talks. From Kyiv, here's Paul Adams.
The Pentagon's announcement, about which there are few details, seems to have taken Ukrainian officials by surprise. Worries about US stockpiles are hardly new, but the American charge d'affaires in Kyiv has been asked to clarify what's going on. Any delay or hesitation in supporting Ukraine's defense capabilities, the foreign ministry said, would encourage the aggressor to continue the war rather than seeking peace. President Zelensky's office expressed the hope that the coming days would bring clarification. Patriot air defense batteries and the missiles carried by Western-supplied F-16 jets are vital to protect Ukraine from Russia's relentless aerial attacks.
The Israeli foreign minister says any opportunity to free the hostages held by Hamas in Gaza should not be missed. Gideon Saar's comments came after Donald Trump said Israel had agreed to finalize a deal on hostage releases and a 60-day ceasefire. Wira Davis is in Jerusalem.
The key is in the details. Israel will want the release of all hostages remaining in Gaza as part of a deal. Hamas has previously insisted on guarantees for a negotiated end to the war after the ceasefire expires and, at the very least, a partial Israeli military withdrawal from Gaza. After 21 months of war, people in Gaza and Israel are tired of the fighting. It's now up to the negotiators. But support for a ceasefire on both sides is growing.
Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says at least 15 Palestinians were killed and dozens injured overnight in Israeli airstrikes across the territory. A drone strike on tents sheltering displaced people in Al-Mawasi reportedly killed several, including children. China has pushed back on an announcement from the Tibetan Buddhism spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, who turns 90 on Sunday, who says only the Garden Fodrang Trust has the authority to identify his successor after his death. In response, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said the reincarnation must be found inside China and approved by China's central government. Samira Hussein reports from Dharamsala.
The statement by the Dalai Lama is a clear rebuke of China, which asserts it has the authority to choose the next spiritual leader of Tibetan Buddhists. The foundation of Tibetan Buddhists went one step further, saying it strongly condemns the People's Republic of China's use of the reincarnation of the Dalai Lama for political gain. These comments are sure to draw the ire of the communist nation. China annexed Tibet in 1950 and regards the 14th Dalai Lama as a separatist.
World News from the BBC. The Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif says his country has decided to fast-track water storage efforts after neighbouring India suspended a key river water-sharing treaty. Mr. Sharif said his administration would build more reservoirs, warning that Delhi could further weaponise water. A tribunal in Bangladesh has sentenced the ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to 6 months in prison for contempt of court. It found Ms. Hasina, who's now in exile in neighbouring India, guilty for remarks she made in December that prosecutors said had threatened witnesses. Here's Ambarasan Etirajan.
It's the first verdict against the former Bangladeshi Prime Minister since she fled to Delhi after an uprising last year that ended her 15-year autocratic rule. The chief prosecutor said Ms. Hasina would serve the sentence the day she returned to Bangladesh or surrendered to the court. Ms. Hasina has not responded to summons to appear before the tribunal, and her party describes it as a kangaroo court set up with a political agenda. Ms. Hasina is already facing charges of crimes against humanity in a separate trial. She rejects the accusations.
An investigation and report into the fire at an electricity substation that caused the shutdown of Heathrow Airport in London in March has found that the root cause was a preventable technical fault. The National Energy System Operator, which runs Britain's gas and electricity networks, said the problem of moisture entering electrical components had been identified 7 years earlier, but no action was taken. The Australian government has cancelled the visa of the US rapper Kanye West and barred him from entering the country in response to his release of a song glorifying the Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. The widely condemned track, Heil Hitler, has been banned by most music streaming platforms. West's wife is Australian and he's thought to have been a regular visitor to the country. And those are the latest stories from BBC News.